going to be re-elected, and neither you nor I will oppose him, he said. Yes, but 4 years after that, I'll be too old for it. It's all yours, my dear. I can count on your support, then? Bakersfield thought that in politics 5 years is an eternity. How can you commit yourself to anything so far in the unguessable future? Of course, he said, knowing the obligation was unenforceable. But don't you have more immediate problems to worry about? She blinked at him, her thoughts obviously 2 election campaigns down the road. More immediate problems? I don't think the Chinese will be happy with our shoot-down of those missiles, do you? Self-defense, the Secretary of State immediately replied. We have a right to defend ourselves. Defense nodded, picturing the speech she would give at the United Nations. A good platform for her, he thought. I suppose you're right, he conceded. Of course I am. She smiled as she said it, but it was clear that she meant it with all her heart. Defense said, Well, you have a lot of work ahead of you. So do you, State countered. Yes, I know. Get a good night's sleep, my dear. Big day tomorrow. And he clicked off the phone connection, carefully replaced the receiver on the console, rolled over, and fell swiftly asleep. Air Force One. The president was jubilant as he spoke to his wife. They loved it, he said. A big boyish grin splashed across his face. I told them we shot down those missiles, and they loved it. The first lady smiled back at her husband from the screen set into the bulkhead of the plane's compartment. Of course they loved it. You showed them that you're strong, and at the same time you prevented a war from breaking out. The president sobered. The threat isn't over yet. It's not? Glancing at his chief of staff, sitting out of range of the first lady's vision, the president said, We're not entirely out of the woods yet. We've got to find out who was behind this attack, why they did it, and what they're after. She bit her lip, as she always did when she was unsure of herself. But you said they got the soldiers who launched the missiles. Yes, but we've got to determine what was behind this business. They weren't acting on their own, you can bet on that. Oh. Then she brightened. But you proved to the whole world that we can shoot down any missiles that they fire at us. That's important, isn't it? Norman Foster rolled his eyes to the heavens as the president replied, We showed we can shoot down 2 missiles, honey. Russia's got more than 1,000, and China's not far behind that. The first lady said, I thought the real problem was unstable countries like North Korea or Iran, and terrorists. That's the first problem, true enough. But there's a lot more to worry about as well. Still smiling, she said, Well, you'll handle it. You always do. I'm really proud of you. And I know everybody else in the country is, too. Even the Republicans? Laughing, she replied, Even the Republicans. Most of them, anyway. They chatted for a few moments more, and the president insisted that the First Lady stay in the White House instead of driving out to Andrews Air Force Base to meet his plane when it landed. It'll be nearly dawn when we touch down. You stay with the kids. I'll sleep on the plane, don't worry. I miss you, baby, she said. Me too. See you in a few hours, though. Oh, the First Lady's eyes went wide with a new thought. Listen, you ought to invite the crew of that plane to the White House. The President scratched at his chin. Good idea. There's civilians in the crew, you know, as well as Air Force people. Even better. Congratulate them personally. Right.